Sammy Kahn's lyrics were sometimes funny and often romantic. In hits that included Three Coins in the Fountain, the Oscar-winning title song of a 1954 movie, and a lighthearted tune about love and marriage.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other.
Corky Hale is a noted jazz musician and was a good friend of Kahn's. She produced the recent tribute to the late lyricist.
He's an extremely witty guy. His parents wanted him to be a violinist. As a little boy, he was playing the violin and he was miserable. That's not what he wanted to do.
Kahn played his violin in New York's vaudeville houses and then teamed up with a friend, pianist Saul Chaplin, to write a succession of hits. One of the earliest, recorded by the Andrews sisters in 1937, was based on a popular Yiddish song.
For me, if it's to shame, please let me explain.
With Chaplin and other partners, Kahn came up with hit after hit, recorded by nearly every major artist. One, sung by Sinatra, became a virtual anthem for the Midwestern U.S. city of Chicago.
This is my kind of town, Chicago is.
Two versions of another hit, It's Been a Long, Long Time, reached the top of the music charts in 1945. Kahn wrote this song with his longtime collaborator Jewel Stein. Here is yet another version, sung by Dinah Shore and Al Jolson.
Kiss me once, kiss me twice, kiss me once again.
It's been a long...
How long?
A long, long time.
Haven't felt like this, my dear, since can't remember when.
It's been a long,
long,
oh, such a long time.
David Barron is president of the Beverly Hills Performing Arts Center, which hosted the musical tribute to Kahn as part of a fundraising effort to restore its classic theater. He notes that the late composer would have been 95 this year, but says his work stands the test of time.
When I think of Sammy Kahn's music, and I think of his lyrics and of some of those great songs, I think of some of the young artists who have taken hold of it, like Michael Bublé and others who have said, wow, you know, these were the classics.
In 2007, Canadian singer Michael Bublé recorded this Sammy Kahn classic made famous by Frank Sinatra.
Call me irresponsible. Yes, I'm unreliable, but undeniably true. But I'm irresponsibly mad for you.
The tribute to Sammy Kahn was called It's Magic. The name comes from another Kahn classic, sung in this 1950s recording by Dinah Washington.
You speak and I hear violins. It's magic.
Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
Well, the stars desert the skies and rush to nestle in your eyes. It's magic.